In the Office of Equity and the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, we're also very involved in getting to this agreement of what to do. It's important for us to know that the money's coming in and now we can move forward with the project. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, sometimes no news is good news. And the fact that this room is nearly empty and that everyone is smiling about a project that was both technically and politically difficult speaks volumes. And I want to thank everyone's work, and some of which has just been acknowledged, in getting to yes on a very helpful improvement to the system. So well done. Thank you. Aye. Good work. Okay. 800, please.
Amend intergovernmental agreement with Oregon Department of Transportation for the Red Electric Trail Project to clarify congestion mitigation and air quality program funds. Reference the current local agency certification program agreement and update project staff contact information.
This is an item that could have gone to the consent agenda as far as I'm concerned. Part of the reason it's on our agenda is that the original IGA had the wrong amount of congestion mitigation and air quality program dollars listed. I don't think that there's anything other than technical about this item.
Any questions or testimony?
No one signed up.
I just have a comment, and that is in response to Commissioner Fish's previous accepting of the challenge. It reminds me of David Letterman when commenting on stupid human tricks. This is only an exhibition. This is not a competition. Please no wagering. With that in mind, I do also want to note that the local match is being provided by Portland Parks and Recreation.
Let the record show. Okay, this passes to second reading, and now 801.
Vacate portions of Southeast Sherritt Street and Southeast Umatilla Street west of Southeast Grand Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Mayor, if I may, I would like to move an amendment, which I'm passing out, and there's a copy for the city attorney. Okay. This has been reviewed by the commissioner in charge of transportation, by the city attorney, and by the attorney for the Portland Rowing Club. And so I'm moving an amendment to add a sentence to the finding in Section 1, Part 2, after where it says the consolidation of property will provide for the future development of Portland Rowing Club's property. The amendment says, at the time that Portland Rowing Club applies for a permit for such future development, the club will be required to grant an easement for the Willamette Greenway Recreational Trail as provided by Chapter 33.272 of the City Code.
Okay. Is there a second on the amendment to the ordinance?
Second. This has the concurrence of the commissioner in charge. And does the Portland Rowing Club have any objection?
They indicated in an email to City Attorney, WG City Attorney Harry Auerbach, that they're okay with this amendment. It doesn't, the mayor raised at our discussion last week the issue of the Nolan and Dolan takings issue. Chapter 33.272 of the City Code does require the trail, but it also acknowledges that there has to be the reasonable nexus according to the Supreme Court decisions.
And one other question. If we adopt this, do we have to slap an emergency clause on the ordinance?
That will be my next motion.
Thank you.
If anyone wants to testify on the amendment before the council takes a vote on that, please come on up.
Mr. Mayor and councilors, my name is Dean Alderman. I'm the attorney for the Portland Rowing Club. My address is 805 Southwest Broadway, Suite 2750, Portland. We don't oppose the amendment. In my discussion with Mr. Auerbach yesterday, he and I concurred that any requirement of a dedication by the city would nevertheless be subject to the principles of Dolan versus City of Tigard. Thank you.
Understood. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Alderman.
Thanks very much. Anyone else? Then roll call on the amendment.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you, Mr. Alderman, for puzzling through this and for taking the time to be here today. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And now another motion?
I move that we add an emergency clause for the public purpose.
Second.
I've got to say why, just so you know, of expediting the public good in this matter because we don't meet again for another 3 weeks.
Second.
Any objection? Then roll call on the substitution emergency clause.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And now a roll call on the amended emergency ordinance.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
I appreciate Commissioner Fritz's usual attention to detail, raising issues nobody else raises, and then being willing to work hard through the next week to address those issues. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you to all of my colleagues for recognizing that even when something has taken as long as a street vacation, and I recognize the extraordinary effort that that takes, and in particular this case, which has gone through many iterations with the Bureau of Environmental Services, there can sometimes be a tweak at the end, which I believe makes it clearer what the intent is. So thanks to the city attorney's office, to the all sides. I did hear from neighbors in the community expressing concern about this, and I'm pleased that we're able to be very clear and finally get to settlement on this. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. And we are recessed until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Thanks, everybody.
So what happened here?
Oh, thank you.